USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has agreed to a 3-week extension of funding to end the partial government shutdown without getting money for the wall. After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown doesn't have any wall money, and Democrats say the president has finally agreed with them about opening the government first before the discussions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president said if the new deal doesn't have money for the wall, he'll declare a national emergency to build it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's midsection is struggling in a deep freeze, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says temperatures in Chicago, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis will drop.
Those temperatures, as you can imagine, even though it's normally cold up there, are well below normal. Some areas 30 to 35 degrees below normal.
Roger Stone, the president's longtime political ally, was arrested on charges of obstructing justice, witness tampering, and making false statements related to the release of stolen Democratic Party emails from the election. After being released on bond in Florida, he said this.
I am 66 years old. I do not have a valid passport. I do not own a gun. They have all of my records. There was no reason to treat me like Pablo Escobar.
He'll be formally arraigned next week in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Walmart is willing to spend good money to hire hundreds of truck drivers. John Clements reports.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
In a statement on the company's corporate website, Lori Purnell, Walmart's Director of Driver Talent Acquisition, states, assessments, mentorship, and a faster hiring process are all part of new onboarding events that are filling critical new jobs created by Walmart's business growth during an industry-wide shortage.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm John Clemens.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming out soon. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.